Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
This digital bank is designed for the LGBTQ plus community. New York-based Daylight is rethinking fintech with a social twist, by Laura Miller. When Rob Curtis was running Gaydar back in 2018, he'd sit in chat rooms and watch the amorous hopefuls talk. It was a dating site, but they were asking for help finding doctors, accountants, trying to navigate the complexities of being LGBTQ+ in a world not designed for us, he says. Fast forward 3 years, and Curtis is trying to answer some of those questions with Daylight, a New York-based startup neobank built for the LGBTQ+ community by 3 queer millennials to solve problems we've experienced already. For instance, Daylight provides debit cards with your chosen name, no matter what your ID says, plus features like Walk the Walk, an analytics tool to rate companies on their gender-inclusive toilets, use of pronouns, and the cause's owners' support in monthly reports, telling Daylight customers how much they've spent at outlets rated LGBTQ+ unfriendly. This isn't about cancel culture, says Curtis. It's offering greater transparency to a massive economic block that cares who legitimately shows up. Queer finance wasn't an easy sell. It was a real challenge to convince investors LGBTQ+ people had specific financial needs and that we could build a large, profitable business doing that, Curtis says. They pitched the idea almost 100 times, learning to tell our story better each time. By June 2021, when they convinced Kapoor Capital and Precursor Ventures to lead a $5 million seed round, they had a coalition of backers, queer angel investors, fintech syndicates, Citibank's impact fund. Thousands of LGBTQ+ people are on Daylight's waiting list ahead of its pre-Christmas launch in the U.S. You can't provide great services to the LGBTQ+ people just by slapping a rainbow sticker on things, says Paul Barnes Hoggett, co-founder and chief technical officer. You need to understand our unique needs, like the pain as a gay man of going into a bank and being asked, "What does your wife do?" he says. Having been designed by LGBTQ+ people, a big part of what Daylight sells to customers is relief. Barnes Hoggett says that microaggressions, intentional or not, just won't happen with Daylight. Community-related content is a chunk of that deal. Members can share fertility goals and treatment successes alongside advice on how to fund them. Personalization is at the heart of our vision for the future, Barnes Hoggett says, something increasingly in demand via bank services, products, and pricing. Barnes Hoggett learned this at Alice Financial, a startup he co-founded in 2014. U.S. employers connect the app to payroll, employees connect their debit cards, and Alice locates potentially eligible expenses, such as childcare, to reduce the employee's taxable income and save the money when filing their income tax return. The platform effectively gives some of America's lowest paid a $1 an hour raise. Many were on the breadline, Barnes Hoggett says. We had a principle, don't mess with someone's paycheck. Because lives are at stake, I learned to get the basics right. Hardship crosses over, too. On average, LGBTQ plus people earn less, more often live in poverty, and have less in pension savings, with queer women of color and transgender people faring significantly worse than the LGBTQ plus average. Big banks, says Billy Simmons, co-founder and Daylight's chief operating officer, treat LGBTQ plus people like a monolithic group when they need tailored financial advice. There's this pervasive idea of queer people awash in disposable income. Two incomes, no kids, says Simmons. Sure, two white cisgender gay men might find themselves in the situation in San Francisco or New York, where it's easier to be LGBTQ+, but that's not universal. When loans for hormone therapy or HIV treatment are declined, many people find nowhere to go except expensive high-interest credit cards to fill the gaps. As a transgender woman, I live daily with the financial costs of gender-affirming care, which often isn't covered by workplace health care, if you're lucky enough to have it, says Simmons. Gender transition can cost more than $100,000. Daylight plans to offer loans for it and for fertility treatment. Folks turn to Twitter and Instagram to crowdfund transitions, says Simmons. It's 2021. There has to be a better solution. We want to fill that gap. As well as letting members donate directly to queer-aligned nonprofits via its app, Daylight is planning a feature to let them crowdfund from each other or offer members direct financial support as an alternative to crowdsourcing their transition and other costs using platforms such as GoFundMe. More Americans than ever, 18 million, self-identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer, according to a Gallup poll in 2020, up 60% from 2012. A previous study puts the figure at 32 million, with a collective spending power of $1 trillion a year. That's almost the GDP of Mexico, says Curtis. This is an incredible opportunity to impact millions of lives and have some small part in shaping the future of our community. Britain could soon experience daylight. UK bank consumers have swung from abject loyalty to feline fickleness via comparison sites and the current account switching service, chasing savings rates and golden hellos. But consumer activism is here too. Ethical Bank, Triodos's UK customer base, grew 20% in 2020. We don't think it'll be long before daylight comes to Old Blighty to show UK banks how it's done, Simmons says.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.